Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here, and we know you have had some amazing teachers who have added a lot of wow to your world through the years. So, for Teachers Appreciation Week, we want to celebrate your teachers who wow. Tell us about a teacher who wows your world at tinkercast.com/teachers who wow for a chance to win your teacher a wow prize pack, including headphones and wow goodies for the whole class. That's tinkercast.com/teachers who wow to enter your teacher from now until May 3rd. That's it. And now let's get back to the show.
Campers, this has been the best field day in all of Camp WeWow history.
Well, to be fair, this is our first field day in all of Camp WeWow history.
And it's still the best. Now, for our closing game today, it's a round of Fog of War. On my left, you'll see Team Mighty Mighty Termites. And on my right, Team Screaming Green Grasshoppers.
But, Mindy, I thought Tug of War was supposed to be for the campers.
What? No! This is Bug of War, Guy Raz. Tug of War for bugs. The campers get to watch and cheer on their favorite teams of bugs.
And on the count of three, bugs, get ready to tug! 1, 2, 3!
Wow! Well, it looks pretty evenly matched, Mindy. The grasshoppers started with a little lead, but it looks like the termites are gaining momentum. Is anyone's game at this point?
My money is on those termites, Guy Raz. I had a chance to talk to Terry, one of the team's MVPs, and she said that they have a secret weapon that will help the termites.
Summer camp for science explorers everywhere. I'm your camp counselor, Guy Raz.
And I just popped a water balloon in my pants.
What?
I mean, I'm Mindy. Campers, it's Bug Week, inspired by our Wow in the World episode, The Karate Kicking Cockroach.
We've got such a fun day planned for you today, but first, Dennis would like to share a list of complaints? Dennis, the floor is yours.
Attention campers! Complaint number one. It's too humid. My beach towel won't dry out completely, my sweat can't evaporate, and all of my chocolate sandwich cookies with sweet cream filling are soggy and molding. It's unacceptable. Someone please turn down the moisture in the air. Thank you. Complaint number two. I know it's bug week and all, but there are far too many bugs here at camp. I looked up the world's bug population on the internet, and it said it was maybe about 10 quintillion. What? That number has way too many zeros, and my bed has way too many ants. And complaint number three. Mindy, I appreciate you wanted to help me take care of my sunburn, but I asked for aloe vera, and you gave me grape jelly. I realize they are both gloopy and gelatinous, but they are not the same thing. I used what you gave me last night before going to sleep, and now my bed is covered in jelly and ants. Did I already complain about the ants? Oh yeah, I did. Okay, that's it. Dennis, out!
Good to know, Dennis! All right, campers, let's head to the mess hall for today's snacktivity.
And while we're walking over, our camp mascot, Wow Cow, has a special fact to share with all of you. Take it away, Wow Cow!
Hello, campers! How do you moo? No flash photography, please, please, please. If you do want a signed headshot, though, I'm selling them for $50 in my trailer. Now for a wow fact. Did you know that mosquitoes are attracted to smelly feet? Huh. Maybe that's why I get so many mosquito bites in the smelly costume. Well, in any case, we'll be right back with some more Camp Wee Wow. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Do I really stink that bad?
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to camp. Welcome to our mess hall, campers. For today's snacktivity, Counselor Guy Raz and I will be showing you how to make your own snail snacks.
Campers, all you need for this activity is a celery stick, some nut or seed butter, a round slice of fruit, a couple of raisins, and two pretzel sticks.
Well, that's not all we need, Guy Raz. We also need some liquid nitrogen, an industrial-grade pressure cooker, and last but not least, a jackhammer.
All right. Well, campers, it says in our instructions here that the first step is spreading some of that nut or seed butter onto the celery stick, just like this.
And then you're going to take your jackhammer and slice up your fruit like this.
Mindy, what are you doing?
There you go. A perfectly sliced apple.
Mm-mm. I can't believe that worked.
Be sure to check with your grown-ups before you use an industrial-grade jackhammer for slicing apples.
Well, in the next step, take a slice of apple and place it standing up inside the celery, just like this, and allow the sticky stuff to help hold it in place.
Aw, now the apple slice looks like a little snail shell, Guy Raz.
And now we're going to stick the two raisins in the front for eyes.
And then we'll dump some liquid nitrogen onto the whole thing to keep it cold. Hold on, let me just put on some goggles here. Thank you.
No, Mindy, I thought we agreed no more liquid nitrogen after the ice cream truck incident.
Okay, fine. I'll just add it at the end.
Now, for the last step, we're going to stand our two small pretzel sticks into the celery behind the raisin eyes to create the antennas, just like this. And ta-da! You've got yourself a snail snack. Mindy, what are you eating?
Sorry, that was the escargot from my lunchbox.
Escargot? You're eating actual snails?
Aren't we all, Guy Raz?
No.
Every hour of every day, flies around the world get swatted at. Some flies have enough time to escape, but for some, it's too late. Hi, I'm the Wow Cow, the official spokesperson for the AFSA, the Anti-Fly Swatter Association. We here at AFSA are calling for the end of fly swatting around the world. Join our movement by throwing out your fly swatters today. It's time that every fly gets to live up to their name. Hashtag, let them fly. Moo.
Campers, we had so much fun snacking with you today.
And now we want to challenge you to make your own snail snack.
All you need is a celery stick, a slice of fruit like an apple, kiwi, or cucumber, some nut or seed butter, a couple of raisins, and some pretzel sticks. Or, if you're feeling creative, you can create your own design.
Grown-ups, you can send us photos and videos of your camper snail snacks to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And don't forget to call us with a story of a time you found a bug in an unexpected place.
You can share your story with us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. And who knows, it could be shared at Friday's campfire.
Until then, campers, who wows?
We wow!
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.